Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Dark Song, The Legend Song, Book 2, written and read by Isabel Carmody. For Samantha, sister, songmaker, soul weaver. Prelude. In a high, cold place on the Unraveller's world, the wind was a constant sighing susurrus, for there was nothing to break its flow. The sinking sun momentarily illuminated a jutting finger of stone, as if to admonish approaching clouds, saturated with darkness. The rocky outcrop was the last place the sun touched before it slipped over the edge of the world, and darkness closed over the sky like an eyelid over a bright eye. Night came like a dream. None of the multitude of creatures that inhabited this world witnessed the dialogue of stone and cloud. Nevertheless, it was noted, hidden in the eye of the screaming vortex that was the void, the watcher's vision had diminished. Yet it recognized, in this small detail, another sign that the song was dying on this world. Keltor had been created by the song and had been breached by the chaos spirit, the opposite in all ways of the harmony represented by the song. A portal linking this other world to Keltor had been constructed to allow the passage of one not made by the song, who might unravel that which bound the long-lost first maid of the song. Legend told that when the first maid flew free, the song would be renewed on Keltor, and chaos would be vanquished. But the Watcher understood that freeing the first maid would not destroy chaos. It would simply restore the balance between chaos and harmony. Variations of the two forces were naturally in flux on all worlds, and the energy created by this striving was part of what fueled the forces of life. Seeking relief from the weight of its self-imposed burdens, the Watcher had delved into the Unraveler's world, curious to learn how the presence of the song had affected the harmonizing forces of this world. It had uncovered traces of it even in the most ancient tomes and myths of the Unraveler's race, which meant that it had come there long before the making of the portal, perhaps even when the first maid had flown to many worlds in the dawn of its days. True fear, or whatever the Watcher experienced that approximated fear, came when it discovered that chaos had also entered this world, joining the darker of the forces that warred here, race, hatred, cruelty, violence, strengthening them dangerously. And it was a bitter thing that although the song might have come to this world in ancient times, chaos could only have come by Lanalore's portal, constructed to undo the evil Lanalore had wrought by enabling the chaos spirit to breach the void on Keltor in the first place. Lanalore had given his soul into the keeping of the chaos spirit for the power to fashion the portal. If the Unraveler failed to free the Unicorn, Lanalore's soul would be finally forfeit to the chaos spirit. But much more than his soul he risked, knowing there was no other way to free the first maid, and praying that he had been wise and sly enough to outwit the secret designs of the chaos spirit. Reason said that what happened to the Unraveler's world had nothing to do with the smaller watery world of Keltor, but the astonishing web of connections it had uncovered between the two worlds revealed them to be irrevocably linked. The Watcher had come to understand that in order to save either world, the song must be saved upon both worlds. Yet what could be done to preserve the song on this world that did not know of its existence?